Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. The Rice County Attorney's Office today filed charges against a correctional officer who was working at the Minnesota Correctional Facility in Faribault. Lindsay Adams, 43, of Farmington, was charged with two felonies of third-degree possession of methamphetamine, as well as introducing contraband into a state correctional facility, due to her role in a plan to deliver drugs to a prison inmate. An investigation by the Department of Corrections Office of Special Investigations, or OSI, uncovered the plot to smuggle drugs into the prison on September 3rd. According to OSI investigators, Adams was to deliver the drugs to an inmate inside the gym when he came to get a pass for a haircut. OSI investigators believe the planned exchange would take place the same day around 2:30 p.m. and reached out to Faribault Police Department for assistance. With FPD detectives and OSI investigators, they were able to watch live video from the gym of what appeared to be an inmate handing Adams something and Adams handing something to the inmate. The inmate was detained by prison staff while Adams was confronted by prison supervisors and taken to a conference room to be interviewed. Adams initially denied a role in the scheme and claimed she never brought drugs into the prison. She later explained that an unknown male approached her the previous week at a local convenience store and asked her, quote, to do stuff. She gave her phone number and was contacted multiple times about an opportunity to make some money. She later confessed to having 101 antidepressant pills and nearly half an ounce of a substance she described as rocks in her pocket, but maintained that she did not give anything to the inmate. The rock-like substance later tested positive for methamphetamine. Adams said she received the suspected meth the day prior from the man she had met previously at the local convenience store. Rice County Attorney Brian Mortensen commended Department of Corrections investigators and the Faribault Police Department detectives for their work to uncover this plot, saying, ensuring public safety for Rice County includes the safety of the inmates and staff at MCF Faribault. Great job to the DOC and the FPD for working together to prevent drugs from getting into the prison population within mere hours of discovering the plot. DOC Commissioner Paul Schell added that the Department of Corrections is grateful for the responsive support of the Faribault Police Department and the Rice County Attorney's Office following the DOC's identification of potential criminal activity by a member of our staff. With more than 4,000 dedicated staff members committed to improving public safety outcomes in our state, the DOC will continue to aggressively identify and eradicate the rare but troubling instance when a member of our staff violates Minnesota laws or departmental expectations. It's expected that a bail hearing for Adams will be held Wednesday morning. On Monday night, the Dundas City Council voted to approve the 2025 preliminary tax levy with a 5.1% increase. The tax levy is fueled by market values increasing and not an increase in the city's tax rate. The Dundas City tax rate has remained flat since 2021, and in August, the council asked city staff to limit any increase in the property tax rate. This means that Dundas residents will only see a tax increase in their city portion of property taxes if their house value increases. Here's Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin with more.
Direction from the council was, after looking it all over through these two work sessions, was to come back with a flat tax rate for 2025. And so what that equates to is a 5.18% increase for the preliminary levy in 2025. And how that affects properties in Dundas will depend on where the county comes in on assessments.
Preliminary tax levies cannot be raised, but can be lowered, though Teppin does not expect that to happen. The preliminary tax levy passed unanimously. Overall, the police department makes up the largest portion of the proposed budget at 30%, followed by general government at 22%, and streets and roads make up 14% of the budget. The Northfield Area Fire and Rescue is the largest portion of the increase in the city's budget, and the city streets department also saw an increase in expenses with the hiring of a new seasonal part-time position. The parks department is also seeing increases in costs, primarily related to the rise in repair and maintenance expenses. The City Council will approve the final budget and tax levy on December 9th. During the meeting, the Council also approved a grant from the state of Minnesota to install pedestrian crossings and sidewalks to cross Highway 3 at County Road 1. Currently, there is no pedestrian crossings in Dundas across Highway 3. The Council voted to sign the grant agreement, which will set the project up for construction next year. Starting today, construction on the six-legged roundabout at Highway 19 and Interstate 35 is necessitating another traffic shift for area travelers. Traffic heading east through the interchange will move from the temporary bypass lane back onto Highway 19 and through the roundabout towards Northfield. The entrance ramp onto Interstate 35 North will be inaccessible to eastbound motorists, so construction on the northern portion of the roundabout can be completed. Traffic will be detoured onto I-35 South to the County Road 1 interchange, then back on the north entrance ramp onto an I-35. The northbound I-35 exit ramp on Highway 19, as well as County Road 46/Hazelwood Avenue and County Road 59/Anoka Avenue, remain closed. Westbound motorists will remain on the temporary bypass and will still have access to the entrance ramp on I-35 North. The $4.7 million project, led by Rice County, is being funded largely through grants and is designed to improve safety at the intersection. We'll have maps of the detours on our website, kymnradio.net. Work on the roundabout is expected to be completed this fall. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.